AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Tensions remain high in upstate New York as police continue to scour the area for two escaped convicts.
Within that search area, we have literally hundreds of personnel in yards of residences, walking along the wood lines, conducting grid searches through the wooded areas, and we will not stop searching until that area is searched thoroughly to our satisfaction.
That's State Police Major Charles Gass. Meantime, a prison worker, Joyce Mitchell, made a late-night appearance Friday before Judge Mark Rogers in Plattsburgh.
The defendant is charged here with two offenses, including misdemeanor criminal facilitation in the fourth degree and felony promoting prison contraband in the first degree.
She was ordered held on $100,000 bail. Not once, but twice, the personal files of millions of government workers have been hacked. Our Sagar Magani tells us U.S. officials believe much of the information has to do with security clearances.
They say the hackers appear to have accessed forms requiring applicants to submit deeply personal information about mental illnesses, bankruptcies, and other data. They say nearly all the millions who hold security clearances are potentially exposed, including CIA, NSA, and special operations personnel. The officials say this hack appears to be separate from the one into federal personnel data announced last week. They say some 14 million government workers in that breach may have had their information compromised. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
President Obama has been handed a defeat in the House at the hands of Democrats. Party leader Nancy Pelosi led a move to vote against a favorite job retraining program in order to undercut the so-called fast-track negotiating authority on a new trade bill. One person has been killed in a shooting at a popular Iowa mall. Witnesses heard gunshots near the food court on Friday evening. A suspect is in custody. This is AP Radio News. Secretary of State John Kerry out of the hospital 10 days after undergoing surgery on a broken leg he sustained in a bicycle accident in France. He insists this injury will not interrupt work on a nuclear agreement with Iran.
I will be absolutely, fully, and totally engaged in those talks. I am now. I haven't missed a tick.
And he says the U.S. team continues to work on what he calls a tough slog. The Iowa Republican straw poll is vanishing because of a waning interest from 2016 hopefuls and questions about its relevancy. A governing board for the Republican Party of Iowa has voted unanimously during a private conference call to drop the event. It was scheduled to be held in the central Iowa city of Boone in August. Former President George H.W. Bush celebrated a low-key 91st birthday at his home on the Maine coast on Friday. Earlier in the week, the focus was on his wife, former First Lady Barbara Bush, who celebrated her 90th birthday. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio.